Welcome to Straight Talk on Health with Dr. Vincent Medici. Knowing that ultimately it's God who does the healing, Dr. Medici acts as the maestro, orchestrating a person's health through right timing and right therapies, using traditional, natural, alternative, and spiritual practices. Dr. Medici says it's time for people to wake up to their innate potential to heal and to be given a doctor who can orchestrate that healing. Dr. Medici is currently working toward his PhD in biochemistry at Long Beach University, with additional study in acupuncture, kinesiology, and quantum medicine. He's the curriculum director of the Santa Monica Shiatsu School. And now, here's Dr. Medici.
Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. A beautiful day. I hope a beautiful show for you. I love this show. Why do I feel sick as I heal? Understanding the biology of cell repair. This is what stops people in their tracks. They start the healing. They go pay a holistic practitioner for some guidance. They go to the vitamin store and they buy the cleanse. They do the things they hope are going to bring them to that better place in their journey with chronic illness, chronic disease, symptoms that don't go away, whatever it is. What stops them is they get sick along the way. In other words, we call it detox, but what does that really mean? To your average person, all they know is they decided they wanted to get healthy, they took the right steps, and boom, worse than ever are their symptoms. And you got to understand what that's about. Because if you don't understand what that's about, you'll conclude you're hurting yourself. Everybody does this. That's the advantage that doctors have. If doctors have any advantage, if people that have education about their process have any advantage, they're going to weather the detox storm more easily. You're not going to flip out when you feel worse than you did before you even started your healing journey. Now, I cover this different ways. Today, I'm really going to get into the science of it. Because I think if you really take the time to get the understanding, you won't keep repeating your incredulousness. You won't add to the anxiety of not feeling well from the anxiety of being in the unknown. And that's where education can help. So strap your seatbelts on. I've got 50-something minutes to get a lot of science to you today. Not going to be a lot of theology here, a lot of philosophy here, a lot of good science. So you're going to have to be patient. Don't get a headache. Remember, you can always get to the archives. And those of you who listen purely on radio, well, God bless you, but I don't know how you do it. I'm glad you do it, but I don't know how you do it. As soon as you can, get on the computer, straighttalk.cc, not .com. That's with two T's, and look at these pictures. Maybe you just receive it on a faith level, which is more powerful than anything. But for most of us, you need to see the pictures and you need to do the science, because that's what helps you bolster yourself when it hurts more than it did when you even started your cleanse. All right, let's go to the pictures. Picture number one. Now, there's your cell. I'm going to whip through these pictures. We've got a full 50 pictures, three articles. We've got a lot to do. There's your cell. You don't have to know what all those parts of the cell are. Just know a cell is a factory. It's a plump, juicy grape. The skin is nice and smooth. It's sweet but tart. It's the perfect little animal in there. And you got gazillions of them. And each organ is a cell with a slightly different job to do. So all the cells of your body have a lot in common. But they have a few differences, and those differences make all the differences. So a brain and a heart and a pancreas and a liver and a kidney are all the same but a little different. That's pretty easy to understand, like people, right? People are all the same but different. There's a picture. Go to picture number two. There's another picture of a cell with a little less detail. Now go to picture number three. Yeah, it's going to be a picture-y day. Picture three, that's a blow-up of the cell membrane. So go back to picture two. If you're following this in the car or if you're at home without a computer, we're talking about now a grape. You're looking at a cell, like a grape, and the skin of that is called the cell membrane. you guys have heard tons about cell membranes from me, but if you look at picture number three, the skin of the grape, the skin to the cell, the membrane, look at picture three, that's a blow up. There's a lot of things going on there. A lot of things going on there. Look on the left, this is picture number three where it says that big blue thing, a protein channel. That's a tunnel. That's a tunnel so you can get stuff from the extracellular space into the cell. If you look at the top of that picture, picture three, it says extracellular fluid. That's the fluid in between the cells, the extracellular matrix. We're going to talk a lot about that today. Now, if you go to the bottom of that page, right, that picture, this is picture number three, you can see the word cytoplasm. That's the inside to the cell. That's the jelly inside the grape. Very simple. Now, the membrane is blown up, and we've got tunnels in the membrane. Now, look at the bottom left of that picture number three. It says cholesterol. That's right, cholesterol. This is why when you take statin drugs and you bring your liver cholesterol the liver produces, you bring it to a near halt, you can run into real trouble. Not only does a statin interfere with CoQ10 production, but also you got to watch how low those cholesterol levels get. Suppose your cell is in a state of repair. In other words, suppose your body in your healing journey has been cholesterol deficient because you've been sick and you couldn't digest, and all of a sudden you start getting healthier and your cholesterol goes up. Of course it's going to go up. Why? Well, there's your answer. That green thing in the cell membrane is cholesterol. You need cholesterol. It's the base for your steroids, which are the base for most of your hormones. It's the one of the key ingredients, okay, of your cell membranes. Now you see in this picture, picture number three, this blow up. Go to the extreme right, where it says phospholipid bilayer. Hydrophilic heads, hydrophobic heads. A hydrophilic head is the part of that, well, you see those red balls with those little yellow strings attached, right? Looks like an ice cream sandwich. Picture number three, those red balls. Go to the extreme right of that picture. Phospholipid bilayer. Those balls, they look like balloons with strings on them. And then they have their counterparts, which look like balloons and strings on them upside down. Those are your essential fatty acids. You take essential fatty acids to make the major constituency of your cell membrane. So if your fats aren't there, if your cholesterol's not there, you get these dingy, weak, poorly structured cell membranes. This is the beginning of your symptom or your disease, where you have breakdowns in the membrane of the cell. Not just the membrane of the cell, but go back to picture one. All those things inside the cell, the mitochondria, the lysosomes, the endoplasmic reticulum, all these things start having potholes in them. They all look like the government should spend, come on in and repair the roads. Maintenance of the cell is a huge, huge place for the way the cell appropriates its energy, to maintain it so it doesn't break down, because it's like a factory. All right, pretty easy so far. Now let's get to the center of the cell, where the DNA is. The center of the cell, where the DNA is. Go to picture number seven. Picture number seven. That's a gorgeous picture of a cell. Picture seven. And in the center of the cell is the nucleus. It's a whole other level, where you have the chromosomes, and as the chromosomes unwind, as the chromatin unwinds, what you're seeing at the end of that little string there, this is picture seven, is the DNA, the double helical nucleotide sequence of the DNA. Nucleotides. Take a look at picture eight. Let's get another picture here. There's sort of a cosmic picture of the nucleus, which is composed of a bunch of chromosomes, which have genes, and as the genes unwind, you break it down into this double helix of DNA, and the DNA is composed of something called nucleotides. So go to picture number nine. As I said, it's going to be picture day. This will all come together, I promise. If you're getting a headache, take a deep breath, relax, and know that you'll get this. DNA, picture number 9. Trillions of cells. Each cell has a chromosome with two meters, right? That's like 6 feet of DNA, 3 billion subunits. Those are called nucleotides. Some of you know that product, nucleotide, that product called nucleoimmune. That's a bunch of nucleotides. Those are the little subunits that form the DNA strand that's bound in a double helical structure that's on the gene, that's on the chromosome, that's in the nucleus, which is in the center of the cell. And that's picture number 9. Now, if you look at really the insight into the nucleotides, go to picture 16. Take a deep breath. Picture number 16. Now, there's the DNA structure. Picture 16, look at the left, GC, guanine, cytosine. Below that, thymine, adenine, adenine, thymine, cytosine, guanine. There's a sequence of GTACA bound to CAT, GT. That sequence can be infinitely variable, and the variation upon a variation upon a variation upon a variation, all these different variations make up the particular function of that DNA segment, thus the gene, thus the chromosome, and there you have it. Diversity among the ecosystem of man, of living organisms. All right, good. Let's go back to picture 1. Now look at that. Look at what I said. Picture number 1, the cell membrane, the nucleus, the DNA sequences, the mitochondria where you produce your all-important ATP, right? Sugar goes in, it goes through glycolysis, it pumps out NADH. Those protons get sent into the mitochondria, into the inner membrane. You pump out a bunch of ATP. Oxidative phosphorylation, we call it. The energy of the cell. That energy repairs the cell because the cell's breaking down. Or that energy does what? It allows the cell to function as that cell is supposed to function, thus the function of the organ. You see, it's simple. Science is simple. We make it complicated, a lot more complicated than it is. I promise no theology today. All right. That cell you're looking at, it breaks down. And every little function in that cell starts functioning less, optimally. In the cost balance, cost benefit of energy in and energy out, the cell becomes less productive to the point where it stops maintaining itself. So it's just like the business you own. The business you own has an output, a service. And the minute more goes out than comes in, what do? Do you deny people your service? Well, you don't do that. What you don't do is you don't maintain your business. You don't change the rug. You don't do the marketing. You don't put into your business all those things that repair the business because you've got to support the product. That's what the cell does. Sometimes a business, to save its skin, will take every dime it makes and put it into what produces the product. And all the other things in the cell that make the product, like the machinery, they all go to pot. They start breaking down and they need to be fixed, but you don't fix it because you've got these demands and you've got to meet those demands. The cell is doing the same thing. And so what does a business look like? A factory? After a factory's functioned at bare subsistence level, it looks like a really broken down, rickety factory. And eventually, the factory gets so broken down that the factory falls apart. And it doesn't function anymore. And that's what happens to your cell. Now, that's a loose analogy, but that's the deal. There's cell maintenance, cell repair. And when you can't do it, the cell starts looking bad. All those structures break down. Look at the DNA. Take a look at the DNA. Watch this. This is fascinating. Go to picture 13. A repair mechanism for each type of DNA damage.